Welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. I'm your host, Frances Fitikovic, and I'm on a mission to help the dreamers of the world take action and achieve their goals without having to sacrifice your family life or your sanity. I genuinely believe that great things come from simplicity, intentional living, and focusing on your true priorities in life, all while managing your mindset really well. In a nutshell, we all have one precious life to live, my friend. So let's spend our days in a way that fills us with a sense of fulfillment and joy rather than overwhelm, stress, and regret. And if this sounds like something that you want, you are definitely in the right place. Allow me to guide you down a path that leads to an intentional mindset, intentional time management, intentional goal setting and action taking, plus intentional parenting. This podcast, in conjunction with my courses, will show you a clear way, a clear path to make success in your life inevitable. And with that being said, let's dive on in. Hello and welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. This is your host, Frances Fitikovic, and today I'm going to have such an interesting conversation about goals. Now, when it comes to goals, I think that many of us have this impression that it's something that we should be screaming from the rooftops. We announce to everyone and anyone, this is what our plans are. This is what my intention is. I plan to achieve this specific goal by this specific date. And my gosh, like I want everyone to know about it. Now, my perspective on this, whether you should tell everyone or keep it a secret, is probably against the grain because, of course, it is important to have a clearly laid out goal. To you, like the only person who needs to know what your goal is technically you. And if until now, like you've had this impression that not only do you need to know the goal, but you need to share it with everyone, you know, in order like to get that accountability, it's going to make it more real once you've vocalized it, verbalized it to everyone around you. Is that an essential part of the goal setting process? Absolutely not. If you have set for yourself a clearly defined goal, as long as you know, like you've got to know what the goal is and you've got to know when your intention is to complete it by, beyond that, beyond you just knowing, you don't have to share it with anyone if you don't want to. This is where you have to trust your own gut when it comes to making a decision who you want to share your goals with, if you have to share it with anyone, and how to like very carefully select for yourself. It's almost like a support network or some cheerleaders that are going to keep you encouraged along the way. But do you need to tell everyone? No. Can you keep it a secret? Yes. And I want to share with you why I really love this strategy of keeping your little goals and your big goals a secret, because it's really important that you understand that whenever a goal is first formed in your brain, it's just like a little baby. Have you ever had a baby yourself? And you know, well, just how helpless they are in the beginning. Like they need to be grown. They need to be fed. They need to be taken care of like all the time. And this nurturing needs to come from you. You are the mother. Or the father, the parent of your dreams. You are the owner of your dreams. And in order for it to grow and grow and grow and like get some little solid feet to stand on its own, you need to be doing the work to make sure that you are nourishing it, which takes time. And what often happens is when you share a little baby goal that hasn't got its solid little feet yet, when you're sharing just that little hazy idea, you know, that isn't yet well formed, what other people might do is potentially rip it to shreds. Now, remember, like we're going to have a whole conversation about how it's your job to believe in your goal, your job to nourish it, your job to help it grow. What happens is when you present it to the world and it isn't yet formed and you haven't yet got that confidence and belief in it that it is 100% going to happen, people are going to share all their opinions about that goal. Oh no, that's too hard. You can't do that. Oh my gosh, like, you know, why would you even bother doing that? I don't see how that is a workable goal, a feasible goal. Or like, I love it when they say, well, oh my gosh, that's something that I would definitely never want to do. Well, of course, like, of course you wouldn't want to do it because it's not your goal, it's my goal. But when you are putting your goal in the wrong hands, putting your baby in the wrong hands, and someone else is cradling it and telling you what they think of it, and if they don't have your best interests at heart, or even worse, sometimes this is worse when they think that they have your best interest at heart, but technically it's just like what they want you to do, like their opinion of what would be best for you. When they are cradling and giving their opinion on your goal, when it's just a little baby, there's a chance that you might change your opinion. It might negatively impact the way that you view that baby. And it sort of reminds me of the Seinfeld episode. I cannot remember what number. I just know it's like the shrinkage episode. If you go to Google it, and I remember there's a baby that Jerry and Elaine are viewing, and they're just like convinced that this is like the ugliest baby that they've ever seen in their entire life. And if someone is holding your baby and like doing the cringy faces, like, ooh, you know, oh, that baby's a little gross. Like, I wouldn't love that baby. When you get that baby back in your hands, your opinion could be impacted, especially when the baby hasn't grown enough for you to say, hey, no, my baby is fabulous. My baby is fantastic. Here are all the reasons why I can already share with you why this baby is going to grow up to be fantastic, big, fabulous. Definitely a solid, solid, strong baby that's going to live for years to come. And definitely a baby that I can grow successfully. And I know exactly how to make it happen. And that's why when you are keeping your baby just a secret to begin with, and I'm going to suggest here that it can either be with yourself, or if there's someone that you trust, you genuinely trust, that is always encouraging you, always inspiring you, actually genuinely believes in you, you can share it with them too. But until that point, until you've grown that baby, please know that it is absolutely an option that you have to keep it a secret. You don't have to tell anyone. Okay, it's your baby to grow, your baby to believe in. And this is where I want to share with you when it comes to our goals. Oftentimes we want other people to be as excited as us about our goals, to believe in them as much as we do. And that is not a thing that you can ever truly expect or count on. Okay, so you can't truly expect or count on the fact that everyone's going to believe your goals or love your goals as much as you do. Why? Because your goals are your goals to believe in and to trust in and to love. Okay, it's not anyone else's job. And I know that you want everyone to love them and to believe in them as much as you do. And I know it'd be great to get that support from your family. It's like, yeah, fantastic idea. But sometimes they're just not going to see what you see. And that is okay. Like when you drop that expectation that they have to be as excited about your goals as you are, when you just let that expectation go, then you won't be disappointed when their opinion differs from your own or their excitement levels differ from your own. And this is where, you know, coming back to this question, should you tell everyone your goals or keep it a secret? You get to decide, but just understand that your number one job in the beginning, if you have a goal that you truly believe in, is to protect it and do what you can to protect it until your belief grows over time. In the beginning, it takes time to truly believe that something can come to pass. Like to see it come to fruition, you've got to be putting in the actions, doing the work to bring that goal to life. And while some of us might like that, you know, having that accountability, someone to walk with us while we're doing all the stumbling and falling that is inevitably going to be happening while you are going after your goal, while other people prefer to keep those early days just a secret. They want to make all those stumbles and falls on their own without feeling embarrassed. Not that you should ever feel embarrassed when you stumble and fall, my friend. Okay, it's going to happen. But their preference is almost like before they go and swim in a public pool, they're going to do it in a private little space until they feel more confident in themselves and in their goal. To just know that you have the option of keeping your goals a secret, that is definitely a wise strategic move that you can make on your behalf and obviously on the behalf of your goals too. And as you know, I am someone that helps transform dreamers into doers. If you are stumbling or want to know like how to get to your goal in the quickest, simplest way possible, make sure to go over to my website, inspiringmumlife.com. Over on the courses tab is where you will find every single course that I've ever created to help you achieve your goals without sacrificing your family life or your sanity, my friend. Take care. Until next time, I hope you have the loveliest day. Thank you so much for listening to the Inspiring Life podcast. I really appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your life. If you'd like to stay in touch, please know that you can always find me on Instagram at InspiringMomLifeXO, or you can visit my website, InspiringMomLife.com, where you will find all my online courses that I have created to help you seriously uplevel your life in the simplest way possible. Now, just keep in mind that this podcast is not just about dreaming, it's also about doing, because to create true sustainable change, you need to be willing to do things differently, and that's what I'm here to support you to do every single step along the way, my friend. Finally, if this podcast resonates with you at all and you appreciate the content, I'd absolutely love for you to show your support by leaving me a review. My one and only goal here is to help you wake up to the preciousness of life and to help you live your days with more intention and purpose. Now, if you have not yet grabbed your free bundle of gifts from me, you can do so over at inspiringmomlife.com/thank you. Once again, thank you so much. I've absolutely loved spending this time with you, and I look forward to connecting with you again. I'm Frances Vidakovic, and you've been listening to the Inspiring Life podcast.